Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, the world remembers and gratefully raises its heart to God for the gift of Saint Teresa of Calcutta on September 5th, which is her feast day. A frail woman, but tall and mighty in caring for the needy. A woman who earned the title of being the saint of the gutters. There is a beautiful anecdote on her life, probably known to many of us. As she was cleaning the wounds of a leper, a man observed, "I wouldn't do that for $1 million." In reply, the saintly mother replied, "Neither would I, but I would gladly do it for Jesus." Love for the Lord prompted Mother Teresa to reach out her hands even to the worst sores and wounds. Divine love manifests its great power and reveals its glorious splendor when it descends to touch the lowliest, the lowest, and the least. The gospel of the day is a wonderful presentation of Jesus, who was willing to lower to an extent, even to dirty himself, in order to touch human lives. This incident of healing the man who was deaf is very unique in the fact of the manner in which the miracle was performed. In Jesus, we celebrate a God who is willing to heal even our most painful wounds and cleanse our most sinful souls. In Jesus, we cherish a God who lowers himself even to the extent of dirtying his hands to purify and refine each one of us. Are we willing and ready to allow this daring God, who would go to any extent to win us back to him, to bring an awesome healing in us, to touch our hidden wounds, our shameful sores, and our sinful lives? Gospel of the day is a challenge and a call to us Christians to imitate our blessed Lord in lowering ourselves, to reach out to the needy, to touch the hearts of the unclean and the corrupt. The beautiful quote of Blaise Pascal says, "The heart has its reason, which reason know nothing." Humanly speaking, it might be too unreasonable to enter into the lives of people. But our Lord challenges us to imitate him and offers his heart to love, to reach out to all. God invites us to give him our hearts so that he may touch the lives of people through us, just as he touched the lives of millions through the saintly souls like Saint Francis of Assisi, Damien of Molokai, Vincent de Paul, Mother Teresa, and so on. Jesus' compassionate touch will help us to hear the cries of the poor and the sick. Are we prepared to dirty our lives in order to extend the charity and mercy of God to all? And thus, in the title of the book on Mother Teresa, make our lives something beautiful for God, something beautiful for God. Let us pray for this grace as we continue to take part in this Eucharistic celebration. May the Lord bless all of us in this regard. Amen.